welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, welcome to the podcast.
Yes. And we didn't have time. We couldn't find any time that was quiet.
So we didn't do a podcast at all? I forgot.
No, we skipped a whole week.
God, we suck.
We never do that, and we totally did it.
Did you put anything else up?
No, hell no.
Like 20 minutes of elevator music?
I wish I had just
you should have.
Played William Shatner singing Celine Dion via kazoo, but I did not have that available, and therefore we had nothing.
I'm not sure if you're joking or if that song actually exists.
No, I'm joking.
Because William Shatner has sang before, hasn't he?
Yes, yes. He sang Rocket Man. You remember? He did a Rocket Man cover?
No, I don't.
Are you ready?
Nor do I want to hear
it. I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Is that how he sang it?
Yeah, man. Till touchdown brings me round, getting a fine.
Did it remind you of those two people you knew in college that used to have sex the Rocket Man?
Okay, so when I was in college, there's two people who lived next door to me, and the single next door in Page Hall, I think, were tiny people. Tiny, stout, troll-looking people. And they, every time that they did it, they put on Rocket Man on repeat and played it really loud. But it was still not loud enough to make the pig-like squeals that emanated during their coupling.
Well, was that him or her making those noises?
Both. They were both. They were both, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bad. And so I have some issues with the song Rocket Man. Because whenever
you got good memories,
no,
huh?
It's terrible memories. Because my imagination is such that if I know people are doing the nasty deed or the beautiful deed next to me and I hear their beautiful deed noises, I imagine it.
Well, that's horrible.
It was horrible.
They ruined the sound of lovemaking for everybody from your ears.
No, they just ruined the sound of a Rocket Man. That's what that sounded
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah, it was
Can
really
you do that
fun.
Again? Oh my God. Really?
Oh, name here. It was like this cross between a piggy and Madge. Is that what was Madge Simpson? Who's was it? Marge Simpson from The Simpsons. Man, it was bad.
Probably just lost all her listeners because you didn't get her name right.
Marge, Madge. Hey, I can do her voice.
Is this what you were looking at earlier?
Yeah, so what,
in the kitchen it looked like you were looking at porn.
I know.
Because it's got that setup of block, block, block. You know what I mean?
It's floridaman.com, and it has the top 10 Florida Man headlines. And in honor of you, baby.
Yeah?
Because you're really a Florida man. I thought we might look at this randomly for a random thought.
Okay.
And the very first one is...
Florida Man breaks into Joe's Crab Shack, steals alcohol, leaves poop as payment. Well, you know what he did?
But
he left a big steaming pile of DNA behind.
He did, didn't he? But somebody has to test and collect that DNA, and that's no fun.
That's
not but fun. I think he also left his image on all of the
yeah, looks
the
that
video
way.
Cameras at the Joe's Crab
totally
Shack.
Looks that way.
Florida man busted with meth, guns, and a baby gator in his truck.
Well, only one of those three things is wrong.
And another Florida man got trapped in a porta potty, but was busted for drugs because they found the drugs on him.
He probably only thought he was trapped.
Probably. And another Florida man, would you like to read this headline?
Tries to smuggle drugs into jail with prosthetic leg.
Oh, man. My favorite one. We're going to end you with the top five Florida mans. Ready? All right. Naked Florida man humps tree, punches deputy.
Well, the deputy was probably interrupting his loving.
Probably.
That pissed me off, too.
Yeah. All right, let's do number six, because it's kind of funny.
Florida man steals ambulance, drives it from the hospital, drives it into mud.
And gets stuck, man. He gets stuck.
Yeah. What's all over his face?
Marker? Tattoo.
Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, that's his ink, man.
It looks like his kid drew on his face.
This Florida man, I think it might be like... a lightning thing all around his eyes.
Oh, boy. He's fucking... excuse my language.
Well, we already talked about sex.
He's got some talent there. He probably did it in the mirror.
Probably while riding the ambulance into the mud. Watch
me make this lightning bolt.
Can you imagine? How do you even do that? How do you steal an ambulance?
Well, they probably left the keys in it.
Okay, yes.
And he wanted to hear the sirens. Well, everybody wants to drive a vehicle with lights and sirens on it, don't they?
I never did. When I learned how to drive an ambulance, I was not excited.
Isn't that like a bucket list thing? Well, a police car would be better.
The ambulance was scary to drive, man. It's hard when you're short.
I'm sure it is.
The side view mirror things?
Well, you adjust them.
I couldn't adjust them to my height. As a giant 6'6" person, you don't understand the pain of having to sit on, like, a telephone book in the ambulance seat to drive the ambulance.
Baby, you need a booster seat.
I needed a booster. Yeah. I still eventually passed.
Yeah.
The test. Shut up. Sean and I learned how to, like, got our certification to drive ambulances at the same time many years ago. And Sean was a cop at the time. And I was a on-call firefighter. And Shawnee... and the as a cop, had the animosity of the firefighters. Like, this isn't the same. It's not the same. It's a cop car, blah, blah, blah. And Sean just, like, sat there in this ambulance, very first try. You know, all these other firefighters had already failed the test in the first round, right? And he's like, yeah, man, one hand. Around the cones. K-turn. Back up. It was, like, beautiful and brilliant and very, very sexy. But also, as someone who sucks at driving, so infuriating. Like, all of us firefighters hated you.
Sorry.
We hated you so hard right now.
I'm from Florida, dude. Gotta be able to drive one hand so you can hold the beer in the other.
Wrestle the baby gator while you drive the ambulance into the mud. Well, no, but I can lie for the podcast and say that anger. And it kind of goes, if you think about it, because, like, a lot of those Florida men and headlines kind of seem like the Florida men were a little angry, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, the point here. Don't allow me.
I was just thinking, you'd be angry if the cop interrupted your coitus with a treat. Be angry for being dumb enough to get your ambulance stuck in the mud.
Trapped in your porta potty, and then your drugs get found.
That's super anger inducing right there.
Drugs get found in your prosthetic leg as you head into the jail.
I know, the guy probably cut his leg off just to get the prosthetic.
So nasty. So anyways, like, a lot of I've been thinking really deeply about this. And a lot of self-help people out there, like on TikToks and blogs, it's all about, like, being happier and more efficient and better humans, right?
Yes.
And you and I explore this all the time as we personally try to lead better lives, but fail. But
when... you do it so much better than I do, by the way.
You're such a lying liar.
No, I'm not.
All right, so one of the big things in all of that is that it sort of makes it seem like we live in a bubble where only we exist and we can determine our own fate in this little bubble of us, do you know? And if we just work harder, and if we just work better, and if we just do more or do it in a different way, then we can get everything we need.
Is there anything about that that's not true?
I think that
there's... No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you were so serious.
I was kidding.
And there's some really cool aspects of it, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, like, you want to be in control of your own life, and you want to be able to make improvements and evolve if you're into that, right? But there's also, like, that thought becomes so insulated, right?
Yeah.
That it kind of denies that we're in all these systems, like societal systems and family systems, and that sometimes some of us have to try harder than others because of our circumstances. Like, we talk all the time about our moms being single ladies who were not wealthy, right?
Oh, the single ladies. Yes.
And that's because our moms worked really hard to survive, and so hard that, like, the thought of waking up early to journal, like, at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
would have, like, meant that they had 4 hours of sleep, right?
I tell you what. My mother has not written one word in a book before 9 a.m.
Because she couldn't. Like, but the point is that she couldn't, right? She was all stressed out, raising her children, working her job, trying to survive.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
And so I think a lot of times, like, in the blogging, self-help, TikTok world, we don't think about all those other realities, right?
Right.
And so one of the things that people talk about, especially when it comes to self-help and women, and especially Black women, and of course we are not Black, and Sean's not a woman, but we'd be asses not to mention this, it, like, how specific it is to them, is, like, how not to be angry. Like, you're not supposed to be angry if you're a woman, right?
That's for sure.
And, and so it becomes like, you are bad if you ever get angry. But the thing is that anger isn't our enemy.
It's not about being bad. It's about the man's fear of the angry woman.
That's very, very, very true.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you're writing a novel, anger is one of the biggest motivating forces for your character to make them take action and make change. So your novel has a plot, right? And that's true about life, too, right? True, too, that kind of thing. But, like, when you repress all your anger,
yeah,
things can go really, really wrong.
That's for sure.
And so, like, that's not to say that you should go and spit poison in the faces of all your enemies, Sean.
I don't spit on people.
Do you want to?
No, I never have the urge to spit on anybody.
Anyways, pathological anger,
yes,
can increase hypertension. It can make it hard to control pain. It can increase your risk of suicide and self-harm. So you don't want to have pathological anger, right?
Yep.
But regular anger, situational anger, people have a right to be angry. And back in the 50s and the 90s, Black Americans protested for their civil rights all the time, right?
Yeah.
And some of them were even told that they were schizophrenic because they were angry and protested. And they were even medicated for that disorder because they weren't allowed to be angry. Because their anger made fear, right?
Exactly.
And
right.
Their anger was going to change.
Same with a woman.
Yeah, and their anger was going to change the system, the societal system.
Yeah.
And, like, so that, when that happened, it was, like, just, like, this gaslighting event on an entire societal level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a psychiatrist named Jonathan Metzl who writes about that in his book called Protest Psychosis. And it's kind of an amazing book from what I've read of it. But the thing about it is that anger isn't a behavior. It's just an emotion. And he says, it's, quote, I'm sorry, Jade Wu, who talks about Metzl's book, says that it's a threat-activated neuropsychological arousal response, which means it's created when a threat triggers the brain to send out a rallying cry to the body, putting the troops on high alert. The amygdala, I never can say that part of the brain, I'm so sorry, starts the call to battle. So anger equals emotion, and aggression equals behavior, and violence equals behavior. But anger can be the call to change, right?
Right.
And anger and aggression and violence aren't all the same thing. And a lot
Did you learn anything from this research? Because you call me out on my anger all the time.
I know, that's part of why I looked it up.
And it's not behavior, it's an emotion. Call to battle.
And you're not violent either. And that's so, right. And you're not aggressive either. And that's so, right. Like, it's so unfair of me to freak whenever you're angry. And you're always angry because of something that you
there
feel.
There are a lot of things in this world that tick me off, whether it be a legitimate thing or somebody else's behavior.
Like, you normally, to me, get angry because other people are being oppressive.
Yes.
Or unkind.
Yes.
And usually those people are people in power.
Yes.
And so your anger, honestly, though it overwhelms me because I have issues and fear that happens to me when other people are angry when they're men.
Should be a rallying cry to you.
Yes, it maybe, but it may be not a rallying cry to me, but I should be able to understand that it's a rallying cry for you, right?
Like that guy, like Mel Gibson character in that movie. Braveheart.
Oh my god. But okay, anyways.
Prevent any copyright stuff on Brave Fart.
I can't do the podcast anymore.
Yeah,
anyways. Brave Fart.
Yes.
Change the whole title of the podcast.
No, you don't.
I'll have to make a new image. All right, anyways. Anger often happens because someone's afraid and they keep being afraid or sad or anxious or vulnerable and they don't get to stop being that way. And so then the anger comes out. And my anger is a perfect example of that.
That's
whereas
right.
Yours isn't. My anger is a perfect example of I'm anxious. I can't alleviate this. I can't fix the situation. I'm like afraid. I'm sad. And then I crack and I snap and I'm angry, right?
Hence.
And I use an angry tone.
The reason why we don't want you to get angry.
Exactly. But anyways, the whole point is that suppressing that emotion, the anger emotion, is too much isn't good for us unless, you know, of course, we go into the aggressive and violent behavior. But, like, just being angry is okay. And it can even be motivating. And it's the reason why we have a newspaper. It's the reason why Sean ran for office. It's the reason why we do a lot of things, actually, if we think about it.
That's right.
Because we felt disempowered and angry that we didn't feel like certain things were being done right or that we had to combat certain behaviors of other people.
Atrocities.
Yeah, it was a call for action.
That's right.
Isn't that wild though?
Yeah, that was very interesting.
I thought so. You just think it's interesting because now I can't give you a hard time.
No, I thought it was going to be boring as hell, but you're right. Now you can't give me a hard time. Dog! Tip for life.
You know, it gives me anger. How loud you do that, man. How loud you do it. Yeah. So Sparty has a dog tip for life, and we also have a writing tip of the pod because we're going back to our roots. And Sparty's dog tip for life is...
Anger doesn't usually help get you bacon. Be choosy in how you use it, and remember there are other souls out there who have to interact with you.
Right, man. Cough.
Huh?
Nothing.
Cough?
Yeah. And our writing tip of...
You never give me bacon.
I'll give you bacon if it chills you out a little
bit. If you give
it.
Me some... I need more treats, baby.
All right. So the writing tip of the pod is that we should allow our characters to experience a full range of emotion, just like we should allow our spouses, whatever. Sigh.
Well,
so
surely.
You'll read a book sometimes, and the character will only be sad, or the character will only be happy, or the character will only be angry. But that's a really boring book where there's not a lot of emotion going on. In the sense of variation, right? And that sameness is dull. So.
And that's pretty much what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, a character without a full, you know, it doesn't have to be the full spectrum of emotion, but if they're limited emotions, then that's just boring. And
Yeah, and you want
not realistic.
And you want them to react to things. So if something good happens for your character, allow them the space to be happy.
Yeah.
And if something horrible happens, allow them the space to be anxious or angry or whatever feeling is appropriate
for
your character. Who brought it back to writing?
Good job, baby.
Thank you. Good job.
That was pretty amazing.
Yay, us. We did a podcast.
Alright, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
Dude, you know.
I do. We've been saying it, Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.